Any other? Okay, so I'm gonna go into prayer, and then after that, we will get started with our Bible study for today. Lord God, we come before you this evening, Lord God, with thankful hearts, Lord. Lord, we are just thankful, and we are grateful, and Lord God, we just owe it all to you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, as we come to your word, as we approach your word this evening, Lord, as we stand before your word, Lord God. I ask that you create in each one of us, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord, that we're able to receive what it is that you have for us, Lord. I ask that you forgive us, Lord God, for our thoughts, Lord God, for how we may have looked at someone, for our attitude, behavior, for, Lord God, anything that we would have done that was not pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you give us all, you know, just the ability to be forgiven, because, Lord God, sometimes there are some unknowns in our life. Lord God, there are questions, there are desires, there are longings, and Lord, we just want to be able to trust you, to really trust you, to get to know you, that we can trust you, not in a situation, not in a circumstance, but Lord God, just trust you in all areas of our life, Lord God, that we would acknowledge you in everything that we do, Lord God, everything that we say, every action that we take, Lord God. And Lord God, I say I need help, but right now I'm praying on behalf of all of us, and I say that we need help, Lord God, to be able to measure up to what it is that you would have us to measure up to. Because, Lord, there are times that we fall short. And, Lord God, we desire, Lord God, to be able to trust you with every part of our lives, Lord God. We know that your words say, blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord. And, Lord God, that's what we desire. We desire to be blessed in our coming and blessed in our going. And, Lord God, just to abide by what it is that your word says. Lord, I ask that you teach us to have an unwavering trust in you. Lord, help us to lay aside our agenda that we can focus on you. So, Lord God, as we approach your word this evening, Lord, I ask that you open our eyes, that you open our ears, that you open our hearts and our minds, Lord God, that we would be able to receive a word from you, Lord God, that it would be a rhema word, Lord God. That's a right now word that would just be what it is that we need, Lord, to help us get to that next step in life. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so, our topic for tonight is trust. And so, in prayer and in conversation, we're not finished with spiritual maturity, because I believe that trust kind of it tags on. It is a part of us growing, becoming mature, doing the things that God would have us to do. And I know each and every one of us would want to say we trust, and we do in some areas, but more than likely, we don't trust in all areas. And that could be for different reasons why that mistrust could be there. But the one thing that we have to understand build up a wall and we stop trusting in one another. And so if we can't trust in one another, I would believe that we can't fully trust God the way that we should. And so that's something that each one of us would have to deal with. That's something that each one of us would have to unpack for ourselves. Trust is something that, you know, it says once it's broken, it's hard to regain. So that's just like, you know, your husband, your wife, your best friend, whoever it may be, once they violate you, you have a hard time getting back into right relationship. And we know that not to be so with God, but if we're having those troubles here on earth with our flesh and with one another, more than likely it's hindering some part of our spiritual walk also with God. So just in saying that and as an introduction into trust, you know, as Christians it's been said that we must or we should learn to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And that's one of those scriptures that, you know, we know that we can recite. And so it's fine to be able to recite something, but at the same time, what does it really mean? Digging into that is unpacking it. What does that mean? And so the scripture that we're going to come out of first tonight is going to be Proverbs 3, starting at the third verse is where when we get into the scriptures, and I'm just doing that a little bit ahead so you can flip through and get there. So Proverbs 3, starting at the third verse. In order to really believe the message that the Bible gives us about perfect peace and trusting God completely, we need to have faith that God is real and listening. Faith that He loves you and wants to take care of you. Faith that He hears you when you cry out to Him. During those times of anxiety-filled moments. So we've all had our ups and our downs. We've had our moments when things were good and moments when things were bad. And whether that depended or led to trust or mistrust, those are things that we have to work out as we go on this journey, as we learn to love God more, as we learn to love one another, as we learn grow and be who it is that God created us to be. So, you know, it's one of those things where in order to believe the Bible, you know, that's where that faith comes in. That faith comes in and we have to be able to trust and believe that whatever it is that's being said is God's word, and that we are building upon God's word. And so, with that said, I'm going to read a quote out of a book that I have. And the book is called Devastated But Not Destroyed. This book was written by Pastor Jessica Jones, which I think some of you had the honor of being in her presence. She wrote in her book, and I quote, "We all have moments in life, even as you reflect now. There have been moments that have caused you to smile and brought you great joy. Yet others have caused you to cry while enduring great pain. Moments will happen to all of us. It does not matter how educated you are, cannot learn how to master the moment in your life, they will master you. End quote. And so, the moments that happen in our life, the things that make us who we are, the things that allow us to trust or not trust, and build us to be the people that either we desire to be, or if we look back, the people that we really don't want to be. And so, with that being said, we're going to go into Proverbs, the third chapter, starting at the third verse, and it's going to be 3 through 12, and I'm going to read from the New Interpreter Study Bible. And so, if there's 2 other translations, after this, just so we can handle the word, and then we'll get into where we need to be. Do not let loyalty and faithfulness mistake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good. Hold on, I need some glasses. Good rapport in the sight of God and people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh, and a refreshment for your body. Honor the Lord with your substance, and with the first fruit of your produce. Then your vine will be filled with plenty, and your vat will be bursting with wine. My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline, or be weary in His reproof. But the Lord reproves the one He loves, as a father the son in whom He delights. And that's verses 3 through 12. So someone have a... Learning that lesson. Instead, And so when we say don't depend on people, and we're saying that you have to unlearn some of the lessons that you've learned, is that an easy task to unlearn something? No, it's not.
In the house because you had another room somewhere where you could store it at. But the whole time by throwing something that you had no business keeping. You know? That's what I was thinking about. So what you just said was a great analogy of life. And so because we put it in the drawer or we put it somewhere, it's out of sight. And there are things in our lives that is out of sight. Like, we don't handle it all the time. We don't deal with it all the time. But then when it does come, it's like, wow. You know, so just like you're saying about that house, you know, that relationship that happened back in high school that left you feeling some type of way. And it's not until you're in another relationship, you're married, or you have a friend and y'all do something, and something similar happens, it takes you back. So just like that mat that's tucked in the drawer, those feelings are tucked away. You know, things are tucked away, and we kind of lose sight of whether it's that the mat in the drawer or the foundation of the house or how we felt when something happened. So we build on all of that. All of that becomes who we are. That was great. Anybody else have anything to add or they want to share in reference to Proverbs 3:5? That's what we're handling right now. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Ms. Perry, you got a commentary?
Yes.
In my Bible, it has commentary on verses 5 and 6. These are verses worthy of being memorized, but some of the biblical approach to life. Wisdom is not the result of very human insight, but of learning God's unchanging way.
So God's way never changed, never has.
Right.
We may just not have been aware of them.
Right.
And like you said, that's one of those scriptures that we should have committed to memory.
Right.
That we should know, that we should recall often, that we should use maybe daily. And if we don't commit it to our memory and we don't use it often, then we're not reminded of what that word say, that we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart. But that's whatever comes our way, whatever it is that we're dealing with, that we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to what we understand.
Right. We have to remember that God's way is not our way.
Definitely not. Yes. Go ahead. I'm just saying, sometimes we get confused or we think we're trusting God, and we think we're giving Him everything. And we're actually putting our own spin on things.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. No, we do. Because trusting God it doesn't always come easy. And we as a people, for the most part, if it's the work that we have to put into it, and it's a little bit harder, then those are things that we may tend to shy away from until we learn. The more we learn, the stronger we get, the stronger our faith is.
Yeah. And that can be in areas. That may not even be in every area of your life.
So, you know, we can trust God to the utmost when it comes to some things. And then there could be other areas that
And even as being Christians, regardless of our age, regardless of how long we've been on this journey, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to get to a place where in that conversation with God that we are giving it to Him, and we're saying, you know, Lord, I want to trust you in, with every area of my life, but I need help. Because there's times that I fall short, and, you know, lay it out if we know. And if we don't know, then we can even ask. You know, show me where I don't trust. Show me where I fall short. Now, before you ask, you need to know if you really want to know. Because when we ask God something, He's going to deliver. He's going to show you yourself. And that's not always a free picture. And once He's shown it to us, at that point, we should not ignore it. So, the first point was, but don't depend on you, but not to trust in ourselves, that we have to trust in God, and we cannot depend on ourselves. So, number two is going to be cry out to God, surrendering to God. What does that mean? So what does surrendering to God mean? What does that look like? Whether it brings something to your mind and it is a story or this word, what does surrendering to God mean? And your meaning may be something different, so know that it's no wrong answer. Everybody's pretty quiet tonight. Does we surrender to God?
From His children to Him.
So what does that look like? What actions does that take on? What are we doing? When we surrender to God, what are we doing? I mean, are we saying something? Are there actions? How do we do it? You know, and somebody may say, well, I don't know what that means, but you know what? Sometimes we've been in church all our lives, and we hear words, and in our minds, we may say, yeah, I understand that, and I know what it means. But sometimes we have to unpack it. We have to talk about it. Because you may do something when you're surrendered to God that I haven't tried yet. And it may be something good for me. So when we share God's word and we share how we view things individually, we all grow from one another. So my way of unpacking the word and still is that we share, you know, and sometimes people want to share and sometimes they don't, and that's fine. You know, eventually I'll move on, but I think for us to know and understand what surrendering means, what are we talking about when we talk about crying out to God, when we talk about surrendering to God? Surrendering what? What are we surrendering? What are we surrendering means giving up. To let go. What are we surrendering? What should we surrender? Our will. Okay. So when Minister Holmes say our will, that is the things that we want to do, the things that we see we should do. And that's our will. And that doesn't necessarily mean that our will with the will that God has for us. So there's a difference there. So giving up our will. What is something
Okay. I think it's only caught by something Bible study tonight. That would be Phil. Melissa Holmes and Diggin' Evans. Okay, well, we gonna roll up. So surrender to God. Oh, funny, yeah, okay, I know funny song. All right. Surrendering to God begins with our lips and our thoughts. And so Melissa Holmes said, I will. They have said our lives. So, if it comes, would somebody come say something? Okay. If it becomes, you know, surrendering, crying out to God. And when I say crying, it don't mean that you have tears flowing from your eyes.
Right.
That means through prayer, through a conversation, you know, earnestly and honestly talking to God, you know, talking to him, telling him what it is that, you know, needs to be different in your life, what it is that you need to give up, what it is that, you know, and even asking him, what is it that I need to give up, you know, what is your will for my life? I know what I may have desired. I know what I may have wanted. But what is it that you desire for me? What is it that you want me to have? And I think sometimes that I always can only go back to me. You know, yeah, I grew up going to Sunday school. I grew up going to church. And so I got older and out of high school. And there was some missing years that I may have attended, but I didn't attend regularly. But I can honestly say, you know, getting out of high school, my thoughts were not, what is it that God wants me to do? What job position that God has created for me? Those were not my thoughts. I did not line up with his word. And if most of us will be honest, it's not until we came into right relationship with God and decided to really give our lives to him that we were even concerned about having that conversation, having those thoughts, and surrendering our lives unto him. So even you can grow up in church all your life. You can be able to quote scriptures. You can be able to do all of that and still not be in a place where you're truly surrendering your life unto God. And so we get that confused sometimes. We look at it and say, well, I attend church. I do devotion. I read my Bible. But we don't necessarily mirror our lives with his word. So what it is that his word say, what his promises are for our lives. And so in surrendering our lives to him, you know, it's more what he desires to use us for. What does he desire for our lives to look like? And, you know, in life when we don't necessarily mirror what the Bible say and follow what God's word says, that's when we have a lot of those pitfalls in life. When we go through things and we come out of it and we realize that I've gone according to what God's word says, I would be in a different place. And when we cry out to him, you know, it's more of a commitment for us that we depend on him. You know, that we trust him. You know, back to our topic. So as we're surrendering to him, as we are saying, you know, Lord, I give you my life. Lord God, I want to know what your will is for my life. That means that we're trusting him. We're trusting what it is that he has designed and ordained for our life. Because for each one of us are called. And when I say called, there is something that God has for each one of us to do. And, you know, it's not necessarily the title that we wear. The call is what he would have us to do day in and day out. Minister Humphrey is a minister. I'm a minister. Speaking instance is a day. But he's not going to be in church every day praying. Minister Humphrey's not going to be in the pulpit every day preaching. You know, the desire and the will that God has for us. Our lives and everybody's life that's on the phone, it would line up with some of those things. But there's yet still work to be done. So there is a will that God has for every last one of our lives. And with that, and again, Evan read the commentary on 6, but Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." So as we surrender to God, and in all of our ways acknowledge him, he's going to show us where we go, how we go, where we should go. Are there any comments or anything that you'd like to add? When we had and we know that he's able to lead us, but in order for that to work, we have to surrender our lives. So, knowing that we've all heard that before, let's individually be in prayer, asking God, you know, what are those things that I need to surrender to? I said I surrender my life to you, but is there something else more that you need from me? See, because when we can say our lives and think, okay, it's a done deal. Oh, I'm done. But then there's still work to be done. And so that surrendering, and you know, just like he gives us new mercies every morning, Psalm 55:17 talks about morning, noon. I think it's morning, noon, and evening. Hold on, let's see there. 17. Y'all don't have to necessarily turn there. It says evening and morning and at noon, utter my complaint and moan, and he will hear my voice. So, pretty much. All day long. You know, we are surrendering, you know, because there'll be things that'll come, you know, in our lives and things that will pop up. You know, Lord, I need to give that to you. Lord, I need you to handle that. And as we learn to surrender things to him, knowing that he is our Father and he will handle it, we will find ourselves in a place where we're not trying to do it ourselves. And like I said, that's not an easy process. It's a process that over time we're going to learn and we're going to get there. But in order to even learn and get there, it takes practice. It takes practice. It takes us talking about it. It takes us being able to deal with it and say, you know what, when something comes up in your life tomorrow that you may feel a little anxious about, or, you know, you're not sure how you feel.
And so that becomes, you know, our test, our challenge, the thing that we have to
So as we move on to number three, and that is run from evil. Run from evil. He said, evil. Well, there are things and actions and all that that sometimes we don't even consider them to be evil. We don't consider them to be bad. So you'd rather put bad instead of evil there. It's a play on words. But there's so much in this world that can clutter our relationship with God. John, the writer of the fourth gospel, describes them as desires of the flesh. The lust of the eye, the pride of our lives. In other words, our blessings can be our double of life. When we think of them as what we deserve or what we need to be happy. And so, a lot of times in life, whether it be your new car, your new home, how much debt you got in the bank, or whatever those things are, if you don't have some of those things, then you may feel like you're not happy. And we cannot afford to allow material possessions to define who we are and to say, because that stuff will clutter our relationship with God. And so we have to be careful with that. And so Proverbs 7 and 8 state, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. So, even in the world that we're living in, and all of these things that are constantly coming at us, it can clutter our relationship with God. It clutters our mind, our thinking. You know, sometimes we're so irritated or we have so much going on, whether it be your job, whether it be your family, whether it be situations and circumstances, it's just so much clutter going on that we have to figure out, you know what, is this an attack of the enemy that does not allow our minds to be stayed on God, on His Word, that it just keeps coming at us. And so then we have to, at that point, make up our minds that we tuck away that scripture and start repeating that scripture whenever something is coming at us, whenever we are feeling that, when the weight of the world is coming down on us. Because if we live in this world, there are going to be things, there are going to be situations that are going to happen that would take us out of our normal who we are. And sometimes we're willing to share that, and sometimes we may not even be aware right then and there. You know, I mean, it takes some going through to say, you know what? Okay, yeah, this is bothering me. This is becoming a stumbling block for me. And so when those things are happening, then that becomes those things that we go back to number two and we surrender those things. We ask God to take those things away to help us with those situations and circumstances. Are there any comments? Timothy 2:22 states, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And to flee the evil desires of our youth, of our flesh, to pursue righteousness, there again, like we stated before, it isn't easy. But we have to learn. And then at that time, we're surrendering and we're crying out to God. And we're leaning on Him. You know, God promises to honor our commitment to Him when we do shun evil, when we do the things that He's called us to do. So, in the process of talking about trust, as we get ready to wrap this Bible study up for today and bring it to an end, you know, continue to read on Proverbs 3rd chapter. You can read the whole 3rd chapter if you want to, but for the most part, we're handling 3 through 12. And there'll be a few more pieces next week, and then I'll move on from there. But during your devotional time, during your prayer time this week, ask God about trusting Him. Ask God, and that's bit by bit, learn to surrender things to Him. And if you've never tried it, or if you've said, I've surrendered my life to Him, let's see if there are other things that we can still get surrender to Him bit by bit, piece by piece, day by day, that we can draw closer to Him, that we can have yet a better relationship with God so that we can have better relationships with one another. And it's work. It's work. So at this time, if there are any comments, I'll open up for any comments, and after that, we're going to pray and head out. Hello? Yes, ma'am? Oh, yeah, I have a comment. Every time I can comment, Chase is making noise, but you know when you said surrendering? Sometimes you have to ask God to come to us and show us things that we need to surrender to Him, because we might be thinking we're doing it right, but all along, the whole time, we're doing it wrong. And I always revert back to Sunday school when we used to pray with Miss Hunter. She's always praying, forgive me for my sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Back then, I didn't understand. But now, as you get older, you study the Word, and you ask God to lead and guide you, you have to be mindful of that. Because some things I might think, and I'm praying, I'm going to church, I'm doing this right. But it could be a small part of the equation that we're missing, to ask God to reveal that to us. Yes, ma'am. Shh. Tell me. No, Chase has something to tell us. Don't tell him. Chase got something he needs to know. Any other comments? Okay, if not, are there any prayer requests?
I have a prayer request for Sherry Mason, Benita, Carrie, Rolette, Morgan.
Okay.
Vanessa Wick and their family.
Emma Holmes and Gloria Evans.
Okay.
Got the Banks and family.
Amen.
prayer request with them?
Yes.
Okay.
Me?
All right.
Family?
Okay.
My 38.
Okay.
And my two brothers in Washington.
All right.
And your sister? And the sister. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so as we get ready to close out our Bible study for tonight, I thank everyone for their participation. I thank everyone for their comments. And, you know, as stated, Sister Hawks came on and said, you know, knowingly and unknowingly, as we go through this week, that we would expect God to reveal those things to us, and that we learn to surrender those things. Listen, you know, for what God is saying to you, and let's just learn to be better at surrendering things, because when we hold on to things, they become like a weight, and they weigh us down, and don't allow us to be in a better relationship with God, because it becomes that stumbling block, that's a hindrance unto our walk. So we thank God for everybody that was on the line and prayed that something was said or done that would just move us all in the right direction to be in a better relationship with God. So at this time, we go in prayer. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for what our ears have heard, what our minds is able to receive. Lord God, we thank you in advance for everyone, Lord God, as we seek you to grow closer to you, Lord God, as we surrender to your will, Lord God, that it not be our will, but it be your will, Lord God, that we just stand in awe of what it is that you're going to do in each and every one of our lives, Lord God, that you would get the glory, Lord God, that we would become more trusting of you. We would trust your word, Lord God. We would have better understanding of your word, Lord God, that you would reveal things to us, Lord God. We would know what is needful and necessary, Lord God, in our lives. Lord God, as we end this Bible study, Lord God, for the names that were called out, Lord God, we ask that you meet everyone, Lord God, at their place of need, Lord God, that you would just minister to each person, Lord God, give them what it is that they need. Lord God, Sharon Mason, Belinda, and I didn't get her last name, Vanessa Wiggins and family, Gloria Evans, Pastor Batson family, Jermaine Garnett, Lucille Campbell, the Frisbee family, the Garnett family, Lord God, Martha Yates, Jimmy and Rudy Yates, Esther Roy, Greg Wilson, Lord God. Lord God, for anybody that's been affected and inflicted with the COVID-19 virus, Lord God, for their families, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for the shame that the virus brings about. Lord God, I had the opportunity to hear a couple of testimony on last night of when they got the news of knowing that they had the virus, that they were ashamed, that they didn't know how to reach out to loved ones and family members. So Lord God, I pray right now for those going through the virus that, Lord God, they can be connected to people that can keep them lifted, that can keep them encouraged, that can keep their minds stayed on Jesus. Because, Lord God, we know not everyone is in right relationship with you. So, Lord God, we pray right now that in the midst of whatever it is that they may be going through, that they connect with you, Lord God, that they allow you to show them the way. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for everything said, everything done. Lord, we ask that you bring back to our remembrance what it is that we have learned on this evening, that we will commit some of these scriptures to our memory, and not only commit them to our memory, your word say, Lord God, and know that we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart, Lord God, and that we are not to rely on our own understanding, Lord, but in all our ways that we are to acknowledge you, Lord God, and you would direct our path. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory, and it is in Jesus' name that I do pray. Love you guys. Go in peace. Have a great night.
Thank you.